With the dust barely settled on Thursday's provincial election, Sam Osterhoff was back in his constituency office on Friday morning, getting back to business. "I just finished writing a letter to the Premier this morning, laying out the local priorities that I've been hearing and what we're going to be working on for the next 4 years. Those priorities included everything from protecting Canadian jobs from the effects of the tariffs on Canadian good being brought in from south of the border by the Trump administration, healthcare, expansion of the QEW between Burlington and St. Catharines, and investments in the skilled trades." Osterhoff kept Niagara West Tory blue, recapturing one of the safest, if not the safest electoral districts for the Progressive Conservative Party in the province. With 22,316 votes, Osterhoff captured 50.23% of the ballots cast Thursday, finishing with a slightly more than double the number for runner-up Shauna Boyle of the Liberals. Boyle pulled in 11,019 votes, 24.96%. NDP candidate and former Pelham Mayor Dave Augustin was a distant third with 7,312 votes, 16.46%, and the Green Party's Mark Harrison was fourth with 2,009 votes, 4.52%. The field was rounded out by Aaron Albano of the New Blue Party, 678, Aaron Allison of the Ontario Party, 629, Libertarian, Stefanos Karatopoulos, 326, and Populist Party of Ontario leader Jim Tourma, 671. While Niagara West might be considered a safe bet for Doug Ford's Conservatives, Osterhoff said he didn't look at it that way. "You should never take anything for granted," he said. "We knocked a lot of doors, talked to a lot of people, and we had a great local machine." Voter turnout in Niagara West was 54.76% versus the province-wide total turnout of 45.4%. This didn't surprise Osterhoff. "I do know we were, in the last election, the third highest voter turnout in the province," he said. "So, I wouldn't be surprised if we were up there again this campaign." Heading into Election Day, 338 Canada had all four Niagara districts leaning toward the PCs, but that didn't come to pass. Niagara stuck with the status quo, returning its three NDP MPPs, Jenny Stevens, St. Catharines, Wayne Gates, Niagara Falls, and Jeff Birch, St. Catharines. At the end of the day, voters get to go into the ballot booth, and, opinion, polls vote just as often as dogs, Osterhoff said. "It's coming down to people, and when people go into that ballot booth and they have the option to check off who they'll check off, they're exercising their democratic right." Runner-up Boyle said while she was not surprised by the results, but disappointed that the people in my riding keep voting for a representative that doesn't take accountability for his party and keeps blaming the Liberals and the NDP for the past mistakes. She added that the short campaign with fewer advance polls didn't help. Ford's calling a snap election a year and a half early gave her little time to prepare. "With the 18 months I had planned to get around my riding, then it would have been different," she said. "Not just with advanced polls, but proper planning and training for the poll workers." She added that it may be time to allow for online voting. "We live in a technological environment," she said. NDP candidate Augustin thanked all those who volunteered, donated, displayed a sign, and voted for me this election. "I appreciate their support and generosity." Augustin asserted that the PCs failed in getting the mandate they sought. The PCs went up one seat from the start of the election, from 79 before to 80 now, but that's actually fewer than the 83 they won at the election in 2022. The NDP retained most seats, including and especially here in Niagara. Augustin said that his hope was that this humbling result for Ford will help him and other PC members to reach across the aisle and work together with the other parties on a variety of issues. Updated with comment from the NDP candidate.